Welcome to part two of Cubcast for February 2010.
In this segment, we'll take a look at ways to keep your Cub Scouts participating in the program as they get older.
You're about to hear some really good ideas for retaining these guys, so stay tuned. It all happens right now.
Here to share the finer points of Cub Scout retention is Lee Shaw, who is the Multicultural Marketing Specialist for the Council Solutions Group at the National Office in Irving, Texas. Lee, welcome to Cubcast.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is the leader's role in retaining Cub Scouts, and how do we emphasize to them the importance of their role?
Well, I would say when it comes to retention, it's not one person's responsibility. Parents, leaders, charter partners, all can play critical roles. However, with the leader, they have the ability to create an environment that is conducive for fun and safety and learning. And that's very important as it relates to retention. So the leader has a critical role, but it's also the role of others as well.
We heard that leader training is important for retention. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have to tell you that education and self-evaluation can go a long way with retention. And a trained leader absolutely gets that and understands that. And so the more we can allow leaders to understand their training and that process and how that relates directly to the retention of their Cub Scouts, it just makes for a much better match. And so I'd have to say that a trained leader definitely will have a better understanding of not just how important retention is, but ways in which they can make that process work.
Well, talk to me a little bit about how important activities are in retention.
Well, I'll tell you, as a parent and a father of a 10 and a 12-year-old, activities are important in just about everything. Boys learn in a lot of different ways, and holding their attention is a critical component of making sure that they can be involved and engaged and have fun in what they're doing. And I have to say that activities, the more you can have that they can actually understand and really feel a part of, it is definitely going to pay dividends down the road in allowing them to believe that they're really having fun doing things and anticipating what's next. We asked the boys to do a lot of things in terms of just being still and listen, whether it's school or church or different activities they're involved in. And so when they have an opportunity in scouting to really be a part of a fun activity, I think we ought to take advantage of that harnessed energy that they have.
That is an excellent point. How about awards and achievements? How do they contribute to retention?
Well, through my experience, I found there needs to be a balance. You can't really underestimate the sense of achievement. And with children as well as adults, we all appreciate recognition. However, the true measurement should be the internal sense of accomplishments, which builds the confidence and self-worth. Quite frankly, you really can't measure that. But at the same time, we want to be sure that we recognize those good deeds. And we also want to be sure that the boys understand that they are working towards a goal. And keeping that in mind, it is a great opportunity for us to highlight those successes that they have accomplished.
Well, Lee, does the size of the den make a difference in terms of retention?
Rob, it certainly can, but it doesn't have to. Quite honestly, there's pros and cons with just about everything, and there's no difference when it comes to the size of dens. When you have a small den, you do have the ability to do things that simply can't be done or would be nearly impossible to do with larger groups. And so the individualized attention can certainly help some of the boys as they're involved in the program. I can tell you, on the other hand, larger dens can do a lot of things in terms of just providing the opportunity to develop social skills. And it can really allow the dens to have a sense of teamwork that sometimes can be easier demonstrated with a larger group.
Well, another question I had is, it seems like getting the boys excited and enthused about scouting is important, but you also have to make sure the parents are on board to get them to stay around and keep involved. So how much of our retention efforts should be focused at the family and the parents?
Well, I think it's twofold, actually. One of the things that a leader can do to help with that is to really make sure they stay in constant communication with that family. If a parent knows that someone has their child's best interest at heart, then they're much more likely to make sure that that child's involved and stays involved in the program, particularly one like scouting. As a leader, just a phone call or maybe a postcard just saying, hey, we missed you, a meeting or two. We'd just like to make sure that everything's fine in terms of your schedule and allowing their child to participate. I think that can go a long way. And the other part of it is making sure the parents have the ability to have fun along with the pack and inviting them and allowing them to be engaged in what's going on, whether they're a registered adult or not.
Lee, this has been some great information. Is there anything else about retention that you might want to mention?
Well, Kristen, I can tell you that quality programs really equals retention. And so at the end of the day, the more we're able to provide the quality program, the better we'll be at retaining the Cub Scouts within the program.
Well, Lee, thanks so much for being here today. It's so important to keep the boys in the program so they can enjoy the full benefits of scouting. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this.
Scouting Magazine gives it 2 fingers up. Boys Life hails it as the Do Your Best hit of the season. The new Cub Scout Academics and Sports Guide has hit Scout Shop shelves. Be the first to get your paws on this blockbuster sequel. With 13 new programs, this will be the breakout hit of 2010. With something cool and new for even the eldest Weebelos, your Cub Scouts will want to earn every belt loop and pin. Here are just a few ideas. Amaze parents when their son wants to show them his good manners. Battle the bulge with nutrition fun. Show your Cub Scouts there is more to video games than just playing them. Your heart will pound. Your mind will race. You cannot wait to get your hands on this book and hardware. Available in Scout Shops now. For more information about these new Cub Scout recognitions, go to scouting.org and type in Academics and Sports Guide in the search field.
On with the timely reminders. Kristen, it's all yours.
Thanks. Being prepared to replace volunteers in key roles really means to have a succession plan, and now is a good time to put one in place. The den or pack leader may have committed to their responsibilities, but he or she may not be able to keep that commitment. A successor needs to be identified for the role should something unexpected happen. With a succession plan in place, you won't be scrambling around trying to fill a vacated role because you already have the replacement and plenty of time for the pack to maintain its tradition of 100% trained leaders. Ask your committee for help.
This is also a good time to be thinking about your spring roundup. Talk to your district executive about coordinating your recruiting efforts with local schools. Point out to the boys that just because they're on the soccer or baseball team or involved in another sport, they can still be Cub Scouts. Even though they can't attend all the meetings, they can still advance or work on a belt loop with their sporting activities.
With a successful recruiting effort, you'll need to know how to retain that membership. So we're glad you joined us.
I'm Rob McCollum. Thanks again to Lee Shaw for sharing his ideas on that with us. Be sure to tune in to part 1 to learn about how to take to the skies with the March theme of Take Flight.
I'm Kristen McCollum. We hope you'll spread the word about Cubcast so it too can take flight. But we thank you for listening.
Be sure to come back next month for the April theme, Spring into Action.
Gotta move so fun at every turn, yeah.